flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you're looking for the top 5 of 5, it is coming up at 5:30 because we have a very special guest. This is a big week, and we played some audio from our special guest earlier this week, even though we are not a politics show. We are a sports show, but it was a sports thing that happened, and we are lucky enough to be joined now by Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker. Mayor Parker, thank you so much for joining us.
Ike, Jack, and Spike. Thank you so much for having me.
Well,
thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
Mayor
thank
Parker.
You so much for joining us. So, to give you some background on our show, we have a lot of fun when people mess up the Eagles chant. Like, a lot of fun. So much so, Mayor Parker, that during the football season, the last thing we play on a Friday is a huge montage of these things, which you are now included in.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you spelled it wrong earlier this week. So the first thing I wanted to know is, because we were sort of theorizing, because we'll play a couple for you, because Ike had a moment as well.
Yep.
What is going through your head as it's happening? Do you feel it happening as it's happening?
It's slow motion, and then I am freezing cold, and I am so hyped, and I couldn't even spell Eagles right. It was, I'm a Philly girl through and through, right? So this was like a cardinal sin that I was committing, and I couldn't believe that it was happening, and I turned around, and I said, I just committed a cardinal sin, and my team started laughing at me. So, listen, it was a moment, but today, guess what I had a chance to do? I had a chance to say to Philly, are you ready to teach your mayor how to spell Eagles? And they helped me out today at the pep rally, and it was really fun.
Well, I love it. I think you've had, honestly, a great sense of humor about the whole thing. I've been in that moment as well where I know good and well I know how to spell Eagles. It's just that when I'm getting ready to chant it, it didn't come out the way I expected it to. So I got to give you a lot of credit. You've taken it in stride, and I love the fact that you've embraced it and allowed your Eagles fans to help you with the spelling of it. So we wanted to bring you on to give you an opportunity to do it again for all of our listeners to hear and let them know that you can nail this thing.
Yes, we can. It's E-A-G-L-E-S. Go Eagles! And listen, we are going to dominate in this NFC Championship game on this Sunday, and we're going to do it the way we do it in Philly. Our Eagles are going to dominate, okay? Jalen Hurts, best quarterback in the NFL, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Listen, they're going to be doing the touchdown passes nonstop. They will be wide receivers catching it all of the time. And then my son says, Jalen Carter, the best defensive tackle. He's going to help us. And Saquon Barkley, what can you say? He's the best running back in the NFL. So, look, I'm ready and I'm waiting. And as long as Philly stays helping their mayor along, I will continue to spell it right. But guess what, Ike?
Yes,
even
ma'am.
Even when I get it wrong, I'm right.
That's what I'm talking about, yes.
Now, Mayor Parker, if we could keep you for 2 more minutes, could we play you a couple of the other mess-ups so you can hear how other people did it? Do you have a couple more minutes for us?
Yes, okay. I do. This is going to be fun.
Okay, so the first one is our very own Ike. Now, this happened at the pregame show at Lincoln Financial Field, and Jack, you know, our other host and producer, always has his ears open for these, and he noticed it. I have to tell you, Mayor, when I heard this the first time on the air, it was the hardest I ever laughed. I couldn't even talk. So here is Ike's spelling.
Getting pressure up the middle would be huge.
U.S. Eagles!
Ooh, boy.
Four letters, Mayor. He went E-L-E-S.
Yeah, that was bad.
So
we that was terrible. Yep, that was terrible.
So we have another. Actually, this player had the same number. Maybe there's something wrong with the number 58, because one of our most legendary ones is former Eagle Trent Cole, who I, honestly, as far as spelling goes, this might be the worst one. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, they jumped the gun. Just, Trent, take it away.
G-O-E. A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
There you go.
So he started with a G.
A G. Hey, listen, WIP, we love you. We thank you, Jack and Spike, for allowing me this opportunity on the day. I also have to tell you all something very personal. I am the mother to a 12-year-old son who, when I walked in the door yesterday, he says, "Mom, what did you do? You went viral, Mom. You spelled Eagles wrong." And I said, "Oh, son, I was coming to tell you." He said, "Mom, how'd you make a mistake? You're an English teacher. You can't do this." And I did. And so you guys just helped me pick up my mom cred today. So I'm grateful.
Well, we're grateful, too. We thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
And look, we know Eagles, you can be a huge Eagles fan and spell it wrong. Spelling is not part of being an Eagles fan. So we're all good. We're all part of the same team here. So hopefully we get that win on Sunday, and you can chant it again for another couple of weeks leading up to the Super Bowl.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mayor Parker. There she is. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
She nailed it.
Yeah, she did. She got it.
Steady and yes. Deliberate this yep. time.
Slow down.
Yep, slow down.
Because the funniest part of the video is you see her realize.
Yes!
Yes. Well, that was the thing that you said. As soon as you mess up one letter, you...
You're like, oh, God.
You chase it.
Yes.
Like you're looking for the dump button, the real-life dump button. How can I get rid of that? Now, before we go to our next caller, and we will have the top five coming up at five, we didn't get to play her Chucks, but before we go to Chucks is my favorite because there's so many E's in it. So why don't you give us Chucks, Jeff?
I think that was all E's.
It was all E's and one S. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, I told you I was drinking that day. That was a Thursday night football game, okay? Going against the Vikings, man. You know what I mean? I was on that bourbon, and that E just kept rolling. Mayor Parker is awesome, though, man. Great interview, guys. Yeah, I mean, who got her on the program?
I don't know. Was that you, Fritz? I don't know how that happened.
A lot of work behind the scenes.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of work. Well, we asked a couple of times. Wait, yeah. We can – the Belaris help.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah. I think so. John Belaris helped as well. And then Jack and Ava and our program director, Rod, all did it. But credit to her.
Tornado are our favorite the weathermen, though.
Yes. What's that?
Him and Belaris and the Tornado.
Tornado, yeah.
I kicked out of the delegation now. We got Fritzy coming. You know what I mean? Go get Mayor Parker. You doing big things, man. You know what I mean? Hey, listen. I love the fact that Mike Mayock came on today. And Mike Mayock, I love listening to him when he calls. I can listen to him for days talk about football, right? Here's the thing. Detroit is not in the NFC Championship game because they went against everything that they said they believed in. In the NFC, in that divisional round. If they would have ran the football and stuck to what they truly do and leaned on that offensive line and not try to go on those bag of tricks like they try to do and, you know, have the offensive coordinator become bigger than the head coach, Ben Johnson is the best thing since sliced bread. Oh, he's the boy wonder. You know what I mean? They believe that. They start drinking that cologne that, you know, Nick said don't drink. And they believe that, and then it bit them. It bit them, and that's why they're home right now. We don't do that. We don't do that. We stay, you know, within our means. And that's why I'm comfortable saying that we're going to – listen, I just seen a Redskins fan. You know, I just – and University of Pennsylvania, I just had to drop something off there. And I kindly said to her, y'all going to take that L on Sunday. And she said – she flipped her hat up and said, okay. And I said, yeah, y'all going to take that L on Sunday. I want to say something to all you watching D.C. fans out there. We know y'all haven't been nowhere in years. and y'all happy, y'all feeling the moment right now. We see, we used to this. See, y'all starting to, you know what I mean, y'all starting to get accustomed to this. But let me tell y'all something, right? I know y'all listening to eavesdropping on our radio airs right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was nice, it was pretty, it was cute, but now it's time to take your medicine. And your medicine is a Robitussin-induced dose of an ass-whipping on Sunday, okay? And that's going to start with Saquon Barkley, 2-6, and that offensive line, that massive offensive line. And once we start leaning them bodies on you, you won't get tired. And then Jaden Daniels, I want everybody listening to want to say this, right? I like Jaden Daniels. I'm an LSU fan when it comes to college football. I've watched this kid.
Why are you an LSU fan?
Let me finish. Don't cut me off, Jack. I'm rolling, okay? I tell you that later. But, you know what I mean? It's a story behind that. But listen, that kid is going to be a great quarterback. But his time ain't right now. I want everybody in that defense to take a lick and hit his ass every chance he thinks he's going to be Whoa. Running around like a damn gazelle back there just hopping and skipping around. No, sit him on his pocket.
What are they going to do to his ass?
DJ, Zach Vaughn, Jalen Carter, body slam his ass. Do something. I want him hurt. I want him to feel that hard concrete. I wish we played at the vet when it was all carpet. You know what I mean? And he gets scraped up. I want that type of feeling. Jaden Daniels to fill that. I want him to, you know, put that coat on and say, whoa, it's cold. I want to go back to Washington, man. I don't know if I want to play in this game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want this dude just skipping around there like a gazelle or Nilly Vanilly or something. You know what I mean? Just skipping around and hopscotching around. We ain't doing that this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard, concrete football, and I want you to take a lick on this guy, okay? And that's just the bottom line.
Chuck.
I believe that we're the better team, Spike.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, actually?
Yes.
So, because Ike asked me this question, I'm curious how you would answer it. So, you have been pretty negative about Jalen Hurts throughout the season. So, if the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl this way, Ike asked me this question. I'm curious what your answer would be. Does your perception of Jalen Hurts change if the Eagles win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback?
No.
Like, no. No.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't dislike Jalen Hurts. That's the thing people get confused. You can't say nothing about the guy. You can't breathe on the guy. You know, you can't, you know, bring his name up without people harassing you. You know what I mean? But, you know, you say anything negative about him, you know, people just want to kill you. But, you know, I don't dislike the guy. I'd just rather have a quarterback that can, you know, pass the ball as opposed to running the ball. I don't dislike the guy. I think he can win this way.
That's not the question. If they win the Super Bowl, I want to know, are you more pro-Jalen?
I have no choice but to be.
Well, sure you do.
I have no choice but to be.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be pro-Jalen because he bought the second ring here in Philadelphia.
Okay, there we go.
They don't need me to be pro-Jalen, though. He got enough Jalen.
I need you to be pro-Jalen.
No. I'm pro-Jalen.
Well, being pro-Jalen would admit it would be you admitting that you were wrong and you were a little harsh, and I damn sure need you to be pro-Nick Sirianni. I need you to be Nick Sirianni, pro-Nick Sirianni more than anything.
Oh, yeah, I was about to touch on Nick. Listen, Zach Ertz, you stay away from my coach, okay?
Ooh, your coach.
My coach on Sunday. Yeah. I kind of rock with him.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Listen, I'm telling you, Zach Ertz knows – no Yak Zach, 86. He ain't even the best 86 to come in Philly. I like Fred Barnett. So I'm saying this. Listen, bring your ass here. You're going back home with an L. You're an enemy now, Zach. You're an enemy. And I tell you, stay away from my coach after that game when we beat y'all because I don't want no trouble. I want to get straight to New Orleans. And that's the bottom line, man. I'm rocking with this team, Mike. But I'm telling you, if Jalen Hurts screw up this NFC Championship game, I'm gonna bury him.
Yeah,
there's the Chuck I know. There he is.
Trust me, Chuck. You won't be alone in that one if that happens. Chuck, do you want to finally just?
He didn't play with any toys as a kid.
Before we get to the toys, do you?
No, I did. I played. Come on, my childhood was okay, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I played with toys in the projects, man. You
okay.
I mean, we was able to have some good Christmases, man. You
know, okay.
Before we get to the toys, do you want to once again? Just gonna ask you this. Do you want to commit your allegiance to the WIP afternoon show?
Spike, come on, man. I said my credit. My credit.
Nah, there's no credit. This is cash on delivery.
Oh, no, COD, don't come on, man. You can charge my account. I got good credit.
Come on, Chuck.
Chuck.
Don't admit it.
I got good credit.
No, not anymore. No, this is like your bookie is in the mob or something. Your credit is no good here anymore. So
hey, you need a good topic on a show after the Eagles, you know, win a Super Bowl because the Sixers stink and the Flyers stink and the Phillies, you know, they just
you're deflecting.
Coming around.
You're deflecting.
That'll be one of the topics this summer. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're going to make you a topic.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, let's.
Yeah. You keep going, Chuck. Yes.
Yeah.
Team Chuck.
Hey, listen. I got a toy, right?
Yeah, what is it?
And Spike, listen. Give me a little bit of time, all right? Give me a little bit of time.
Nah. Look at how I'm meeting you in the middle, Chuck.
You want it now.
Yeah, I want the money now. Here's the thing, Chuck.
The loan shark,
here's the thing. I feel like I've been giving you credit by giving you all the time on the afternoon show, even though you tried to bring all our listeners away to a different day part. Mm-hmm. I don't need an apology. None of that stuff. I just need you to announce that you are a Foxhole guy. You are with us. You are an afternoon show caller.
Spike, listen. I'm not going to be Jerry the Truck on Driver and talk about the call, you know, the next 5 minutes. But I just got to say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say I made that decision emotionally, okay? I'm going to stick with that, all right? I'm going to give you that at first. I made it emotionally. I was a little upset at you particularly. Because, you left me on hold way too long.
Well,
you know, you called me short.
Let's not go backwards.
Nah, we don't need to go backwards. We both here's what I'd say, Chuck. We both did things that we regret, I think. You did, I did.
That's big of you to say.
You did. But here we are, and we are stronger together. So I think.
Spike, do you remember, Spike, the first thing I said to you when you came on the show? You weren't even on the show full time. You was just like coming in. I guess you was in the middle of moving or whatever the case may be, or trying to transfer down here.
Yeah.
But you was coming in. First thing I said to you, Spike, I was in prison. I was in jail. Ike and Jack put me in jail. I was banned from the show. And when I came on, first thing I said to you, I said, Spike, they bailed me out of jail. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I had nothing but respect for you, Spike. You built the show when you was the program director.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That was just that. There's nothing but respect there.
So be an afternoon show caller, Chuck.
Well, no, listen, a man is a man at the end of the day, and I felt some type of way.
Okay.
Maybe I could have expressed it differently, but what I'm saying is this. Give me a little bit of time. You know the afternoon show is dear to my heart.
He just gave you a little bit right there. He gave it a little bit. I heard that, Chuck. I heard it.
Okay, so.
He said the afternoon show is near and dear to his heart.
Oh. Chuck, I'm going to keep asking you.
Who will we get an answer first out of, my lotter or Chuck?
This is what I'm saying, Chuck. We took a step here, but we need to get to the goal line. You give us your toy, and then next time we're going to get it. I know we are. We're going to get it. What is your best toy as a kid?
Well, I used to be stuck in the house playing this toy because I used to love it. Simon Says Red.
Simon Says was a good one.
Yes, sir.
That was a good one, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Simon Says was a good one. Do you remember? I don't think
anybody, Simon Says. I got one for Christmas.
I don't think anyone's going to come up with this.
And a physical game with Simon Says?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a black like plastic game that you would put probably 2C batteries in, and it would blink the colors. And
red, green, blue, and yellow.
And was there a noise? I think there was a noise, too. And it would go, there would be more, and I think it would go faster as it went.
Yep.
And I don't think anyone's going to bring this up. I don't think it counts as a video game. I think it's in the same category as Simon Says. Is that this handheld, small, like cream-colored football game with the red dots?
Classic. Come on, man.
Classic game. Classic.
Electronic football, brother. Yes, sir.
It was classic.
Yes, sir.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Love that game.
Now, everybody wants to hear from the host of WIP of what they think is going to happen with the game. Everyone wants to hear from the players, from the experts. But I would say more than all of those people, Kenny from the Dirty 30 ranks number one. Kenny, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Hold on, guys. I got to take this call. Hold on. Sorry. I was getting bothered in a Wawa when I was wearing my Eagles hat.
Right.
And then Spike, you just stole my game. I can't believe you did that. Now I want to throw a lawn dart at you.
Oh, well, you weren't going to go to Coheed and Cambria anyway, so I think we're good.
Yeah, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, everybody asked me who I like to listen to on the radio, and I always say I'm a middle-aged white guy listening to WIP, so any music written after 1985, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going out of my mind today. I can't wait. I cannot wait for this game. And I'm having a tough time concentrating, eating, sleeping. I'm listening to being nervous. In the end, our lines are tougher and bigger than their lines, and that's what's going to win the game. And I don't care if we win, 10-9. We're going to win this game because we're just bigger bullies than they are.
I hope so, Kenny. I hope so. I'm excited for the game like you are, but every hour that passes, I get more nervous about this particular game.
That's all right. You can be nervous. It's a good nervous, man. I mean, we're in the Final Four. I mean, there's 28 teams. I wish they were where we are right now. And we've been playing our tailgate all week. This is just a great time to be a sports fan, especially because every time I go outside, I'm freezing my you-know-whats off.
Yeah, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this particular cold.
The cold.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like almost 30 tomorrow. I hope,
yeah,
right?
It's supposed to be 40. 40.
40 okay. Is game time. But
yep.
I'll take that.
People from Louisiana showing us pictures of them skiing and ice skating on the streets and canals. You know what? Get over it. Now, welcome to the world. It's cold there too. I'm just so happy right now. This is just a great time. I'm so excited. I'm so every time that people stop me and ask me, I just say, yeah, this is a great time. Enjoy it.
Hit them with a Go Birds, right? Everybody's out there. Go Birds.
Oh, you got to go Birds.
Got to
go
Birds.
Everything. I mean, you pick up the phone, don't even say hello. Just say Go Birds. Just smile. I mean, seeing all the tents up and people selling things, doing all the Eagles gear and friends from all around the country calling to see if I can get them tickets.
You are
right.
Nauseated.
There it is. There it is. What do they think you do?
I don't know what people think. I think they think I call the station all the time.
Yeah.
I hear we have like the most expensive championship game tickets ever.
Yep.
The cheapest one I usually see when I log on to StubHub is right around $500 or $550 for upper level. Yeah.
Woo.
So if you can get that price now, I jump on it. Upper level is like $350 right now face value. You get them in the fives, they jump all over that.
Hi, Kenny. And was that really your toy, the football game?
I swear to God, that's going to be my toy. So I have to go to Plan B here.
Okay.
That was my BB gun.
Oh, jeez. Does that qualify as a toy?
Oh, no, that doesn't count as a toy, man.
It sounds like a weapon. It's like, you know what was my favorite toy? My knife.
Oh, what about a pocket knife?
It's not a toy.
I'm waiting for somebody to pull that out. Yeah, my pocket knife.
Did it say a rock?
Yeah. I get it.
My BB gun.
I get it. I actually...
Shot twice with a BB gun.
You were?
Yeah.
Was it one of those things where the BB stayed near, like you weren't able to get it out of your skin?
I believe so. I got shot in the arm.
Okay.
Arm, like the shoulder area.
Yep.
Yeah. That might have been like 6 years old.
Wow, 6 years old? You get you with a pizza?
That's pretty tough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, playing in the country, man. I'm telling you, things we thought was like fun games usually were dangerous.
And you guys ever play paintball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, paintball.
That hurt.
Paintballs hurt. Bro.
Hurt like a son of a bitch. Yeah, that hurts. By the way, I had to find an email from Kenny earlier today when I was buying my house. There was a thing in the basement before we bought it that we couldn't figure out if it was a problem or not. And Kenny's a mechanical engineer. That's what he does. So Kenny came up to the house, did the inspection in the house.
Up to your house?
To my house up in
Jersey.
Yeah. So I had for the realtor today, he was like, hey, do you have that letter from the mechanical engineer? I was like, I do. And it's friggin' Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Wow.
He did a great job, actually.
What, he went up there while you weren't there?
No, I was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was there. Well, I had to let him into the crawl space.
Well, I didn't know who.
Yeah, I ain't giving Kenny a key to my house.
Well, I didn't know if Val was there or not.
No. No, I think it was just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was before we bought the house. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
So coming up next, we don't usually have it here. It's kind of like a treat getting the top five at 5 at 5:30. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five?
Well, inspired off the Eagles selling snow yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I thought other things that Philly sports teams could have sold throughout the years.
Ah, that's a good idea.
That could be good.
That could be good. I'm optimistic. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.